That means we shall live eternally, that we shall not die, but whoever lives and believes in Jesus shall never die. And we thank you that this is an indescribable gift. When we see around us lots of sadness, we thank you that you come into the world to give us yourself and your future. We pray now as we talk that you'll remind us how good and generous you are just once, one more time. In Jesus, your name we pray. Amen. Who knows someone who's a nurse? Anyone know a nurse? Yeah? Most of us know someone who's a nurse. A nurse or a doctor. But a nurse is someone who, if you go to the hospital, who's ever had a help from a nurse somewhere along the way? Yep. Nurses are really terrific. They help you when you're sad. They help cheer you up. If you've got pain, sometimes they'll go and get you some Panadol, or they'll get you something else to fix up the problem that you have. During the week, I heard of a generous nurse. A generous nurse. Nurses have to give help, and they run around and go and get whatever you need and try and make you feel comfortable. But there was one nurse, and his name was Stephen. Stephen Moylan was his name. And Stephen was working as a nurse, and he had a child or a young person who had Down syndrome. Now, you may not know what Down syndrome is, but it means that sometimes your ability to think or plan things, you don't sometimes can't understand things as well, and so you need some help to understand. Well, Stephen had a patient called Sarah, and Sarah couldn't understand what she had to do. She was very sick. She got COVID-19, and she was sick in hospital, and she couldn't get better. She was getting worse every day. And Stephen went home and he thought, what can I do? I've given medicines, I've tried to help her, but she's not getting any better, she's getting worse. So Stephen had an idea. He saw that Sarah liked the Wiggles. You know the Wiggles? I only know one of their names I can think of. I reckon it's Jeff. Wake up, Jeff. Who's the other ones? Jeff? Simon? Emma? Lockie, yeah. Anthony? And there's about four more new ones, I think. Oh, they're the new ones. Righto. Okay. So there, I'm up with it now. So anyway, Sarah, who couldn't breathe very well, and Stephen, who's a nurse, is trying to think what to do. And he saw that Sarah loved the Wiggles. Every time she could watch something on telly, she liked to watch the Wiggles. So he thought to himself, I know the Wiggles are really important, but I wonder if I could get in touch with them to come and help me. Well, he asked around, and no one really knew how to get in touch with the Wiggles, so he Googled it, and there was an old phone number on the internet that said, the Wiggles, ring this number. So he rang the telephone number, and the person who answered probably said something like, hello, this is Jeff, or Lockie. And he said, look, I've got a problem. Sarah is dying, and she's very sick, and she has to wear a COVID mask to bring oxygen to her nose, but she won't wear it. Whenever we put it on, she takes it off. She doesn't like it, and she scrapes it off. She won't wear it. Could you help us? Well, the Wiggles said, yeah, we could probably help. So they made up a song, and they got the guitars out, and they made up a song to try and help Sarah to put the mask on and don't take it off during the night. Just leave it there, and you'll get better. So they brought along a video, and the Wiggles were there, and guess what happened? What do you reckon Sarah did? She watched the video, and I think it was Jeff, said, this is how you wear it, and he put the oxygen mask on, and he sang the song, and Sarah decided she would wear her mask at night. I'm pleased to report she's no longer sick at all. She got better from COVID-19. She is now a happy girl, and thanks to the generous, kind thoughts of Stephen Moylan, the nurse, and the four Wiggles or five Wiggles that came and sang that song. Isn't that a lovely story? I also heard a lovely story that happened in Brinkworth. Anyone here from Brinkworth? Ah, there's a few. The Brinkworth people, not far from here, there's Clare and then Brinkworth. And Brinkworth have children who go to school, and they've got a swimming pool there, but swimming pools after a while get a leak in them, and they're not suitable to swim in. Sometimes the water drains out, or they don't work properly, so you have to fix them up. And they needed $10,000 about, to fix the swimming pool. And they didn't know where they were going to get the money, so someone's got an idea and said, let's raise some funds, we'll see if people will be generous. And someone made one tray of caramel slice worth about $10, $20. And they put it on the internet, and people said they'd pay for the caramel slice. Guess how much they paid for it? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. I think $112. Is that it, Leah? $116 for one tray of caramel slice. Then someone else put some coffee on there. Someone else put some other gifts on there. And in about 1 week, they raised $9,500. How about that? Well done, Brinkworth. Well done, Brinkworth. And people gave more than what a thing actually costed. They just said, we want the kids are going to be hot in summer in Brinkworth. We don't want them just walking along a hot footpath. We want them to be able to go and whew, cool off in the pool. And because they've been generous, they're going to fix their pool, and the kids in Brinkworth are going to benefit. You know, anyone has been made in God's image. We're made like God. You do have generous bones in your body. You do have a generous heart you've been created with. But one of our problems is this thing we call it sin. Something gets into us and we just want things for ourselves, and we curl in and we try and make everything for us and just to look after us. But Jesus came into the world to change that back again and said, no. We've been made to be generous, not to be... What's a word for when you don't want to be generous? What's the opposite? Bad? What else? Selfish? Stingy? Miserly? Yeah. All those things, and it's just to be curled in so it's all about you. But Jesus said, no, give, give, give. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And so when he came into the world, he came to change the world. 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9 is about Paul, and the church in Corinth has got a lot and the church down in Jerusalem hasn't got very much. And he tells them about it. They're poor. They've probably been moved out of the community. Some of them have lost their work. There's probably been a famine as well. Some things have happened, and they're very poor. Guess what Paul writes to the church to ask them to do? He said, be generous to this church. You said you'd like to give a gift to them. Now's the chance to give the gift. But he said, don't do it because you have to, and don't do it just because you think you should. Do it because you'd like to. Do it because you'd love to, and you'd love the Jerusalem church. But it took two chapters for Paul to say that to the church, because it's difficult to talk to other people about giving money generously. Ask our treasurer how that goes. Or anyone who's tried to run a giving campaign in the church. It's it's difficult to sort of talk about it without, and make it so that people do it of their own free will. So that's what our message is really about today, and that's what 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7 is about. And it said, God loves a cheerful giver. He loves you even when you're a bit stingy, but he loves you being generous and loves you to give out of everything that he's given to you. The last little story is very small. It's the same similar sort of thing. We had a lady in our congregation who lived up in Stirling. It's a very fairly wealthy suburb. She had everything. She'd worked. They got a nice coffee table, a lovely seats to sit on, beautiful garden to look out and enjoy. And she didn't have to work anymore. But she sat there one day feeling like her life wasn't meaning anything. She's just got all this. Her house is paid for. They're all fine. But she just needed something else in her life. She cried out, "Dear God, what can I do?" Well, God showed her that down in Adelaide, there were some refugees from Sri Lanka and Afghanistan and Iran who needed some help. And she said, "Right, I'm going to go and help." She went down and helped them to learn the English language. She went down to teach them a Bible study. I went into the jail, the prisons, where they were kept because they weren't Australian citizens yet. And we went in and taught them the Bible, and some of them became Christians right there and met the Lord. And she moved and sold her house in Stirling, and she went to live down in Prospect and to live among people who didn't have very much, didn't understand life very good in Australia. And she just loves it, and she's made a heap of friends just because she wanted to serve the Lord and give herself generously to others. Anyone can look at their life and say, "Lord, help me to be more generous." And probably the easiest way for you to do that is when you get home and it's lunchtime and you'd like to quickly get some things on your plate and eat up without anyone else going first, is if you generously offer the person next to you, "Would you like this or that?" And maybe if you've been given something, Sophia gave me, she got two lollies and she gave me one of them straight away. So it's already happening, you know. And we know that as soon as we start to share and do that, something different changes, doesn't it, in us all. May God add a blessing to his word today. And I'm that generous, that's as long a sermon as you're going to get today. How about that? All right, shall we pray together? Dear Lord, thank you for you keep talking to us and you keep reminding us and showing us new things that you can be involved in. Help us to be generous. Forgive us, Lord, when we've been a bit too tight and haven't properly given. Forgive us for that and help us to change again and be more like you. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.